Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball, including the Atlanta Braves in written form over at tomahawktake.com. Also cover AA South for Prospects 1500 and the Birmingham Barons for Southside Sox. So you got baseball, I'm covering it over here at Shortstop Ball, so check me out there. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Got a lot of great questions, suggestions, comments, feedback over there, so I appreciate all of that. So make sure you go follow us on Twitter as well so you can be a part of the show. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Really do appreciate it. The subscriber numbers going up every day. Really do appreciate all the support you give me here on the podcast. And thanks for making a Locked On Braves your first listen each and every day. We right now are posting episodes 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So make sure that you are subscribed wherever you get your podcast. All right, on today's episode of Locked On Braves, we're going to be ranking the starting rotation options for the Atlanta Braves going into 2022. First, looking at the locks for the rotation, looking at some of those young depth pieces, and then we'll wrap it up talking about whether or not the Braves still need to go out and find another starter this offseason. So let's begin with the locks for the rotation. For me, there are four locks right now for the Atlanta Braves in the starting rotation. Two of them a bit questionable health-wise, but right now the Braves have two locks in the rotation. At the top, number one, I said I was going to rank these, so these are actually my rankings of, you know, how I would put them right now on a depth chart. So number one in my rankings is Max Fried. I mean, he is the ace of this staff. I believe he is their best starter right now. So Max Fried is the top guy for me. He is a lock. One thing I will say, Max Fried always tends to get an injury at some point during the season. Again, like I said on the other podcast, you know, knock on wood, typically it's pretty minor, but he does seem to miss time throughout the season, you know, whether it be a blister or just something else kind of nagging like that. So I think he's still, even though he's your ace, you know, you're looking at probably 160, 170 innings out of Max Fried. I think you're probably, at least for this year, you know, I know Charlie Morton could be a horse in the past, but at least for 2022, you know, with him coming off the injury, and I do have him ranked number two, why I'm going to him next, I think he's probably in that 160, 170 inning range as well. And not a lot of people have talked about it, but who knows if Charlie Morton's going to be healthy to start the year, especially with this lockout situation. And, you know, how is he getting, I'm sure, you know, he's even said himself, he's going to be able to get good medical treatment to be able to recover from his injury. But still, I mean, I would not be surprised if he is kind of held back early on, again, with the options that the Braves have in the starting rotation. So, you know, it's not necessarily a given he's going to be ready at the start, but I do expect to get, you know, 160, 170 innings out of Charlie Morton if healthy. Third on my rankings is Ian Anderson. I mean, just a stud, almost just like quietly goes about his business, doesn't lose postseason games. Just, you know, really solid number three starter, been absolutely great for the Braves with that just Bugs Bunny changeup that he has, and the swings and misses he gets with that, how he keeps hitters off balance. So I like Ian Anderson in the three hole here. Very solid, very easy third starter here. Again, another guy I think you can get 150, 160 innings out of. So very important piece of that starting rotation. And then I'm putting fourth as a lock is Mike Soroka. And again, who knows what we will get out of Mike Soroka in 2022. But if healthy, he is a part of this starting rotation. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You know, what level of Mike Soroka are we going to get once he comes back? Is he going to be that top of the rotation arm that we saw before, you know, the two Achilles injuries? I don't know. I mean, nobody knows that right now, but when he does come back, he will be in the starting rotation. I mean, I still have the belief he's going to be a very good major league pitcher once he's healthy and hopefully can stay healthy. But I do have him as a lock for the rotation when healthy. So I needed to throw him in there in that four spot. Obviously won't be there to start the season, which is why the Braves are most likely going to open the year with at least two open spots in the rotation to be filled. Again, who knows about Charlie Morton? Could that be a third spot that needs to be opened up? But for me, when I look at the locks for the starting rotation, when everybody's healthy, it's Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Ian Anderson, and Mike Soroka. All right, now I want to look at the depth options in the starting rotation, who could take up those last two spots or possibly three spots to start season. And then we'll talk about whether or not the Braves need to go out and find somebody externally to help fill those innings. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good you'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy this New Year's, but it gets just so boring by like week three, you're probably thinking, where is the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So here's an idea. It's the new year, you're trying to get healthier, get in shape, go to your secret stashes of candy. You know where you have them, at work, at your home office, in the kitchen, wherever it may be. Replace that bad for you candy with a Built Bar, which is tastes great, just like a candy bar anyway, and they're good for you. So you have that craving for a snack or a treat, you reach in there, you grab yourself a Built Bar. So many different flavors to choose from. Got some of my favorites, like the peanut butter brownie, the cookies and cream. Go to built.com, use our promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. Again, that's LOCKED15 at built.com. All right, so let's get into the depth of the Braves starting rotation, where they honestly have, you know, a depth of riches here. I mean, not many teams can go, you know, 9 deep. And I have a list of 13 here that I'm going to get to that I think could potentially be used this year, although I think some of these at the bottom would be, you know, last case scenario situations. But I think there's at least 9 guys here that, you know, there's 9 guys here the Braves have already used. So there's at least 9 here that the Braves have right now that they could put in the rotation, again, if healthy. But I have a list of 13 here. So, and I'm continuing to rank these. So again, at number 5, I have Kyle Wright, and you probably heard me talk about him a lot this offseason. I really hope he gets a chance to start the year. I hope he proves it in spring training, first of all. But I hope he gets a chance to be in the starting rotation to begin the year. Let him see what he can do. You know, give him an opportunity. Give him, you know, 6-8 starts to see what he can do if he can be consistent at the major league level. We've seen him be consistent at the AAA level. We've seen good performances in the postseason at times, but it's just like when he's bad, he's really bad, and he's got to be more consistent with that, know how to work through some of those bad starts, and just make sure that it doesn't implode and that you're gone after 2 1/3 or 3 1/3, and find a way to get through 5 innings of a ball game when you don't have your best stuff. So I want to see, you know, Kyle Wright earn it in spring training, but I want to see him get an opportunity in the starting rotation. If he does earn it in spring training, again, give him a shot in the rotation, let him ride for 6-8 starts and see what he can do. This is a big year for Kyle Wright. I mean, you got to think this is his make or break season with the Braves if he doesn't get traded beforehand. So that's who I would have right now in the starting rotation. I'd have Kyle Wright in there. basically at the four spot because, you know, Mike Soroka won't be ready to start the season. So I'd have Kyle Wright in there in the four spot in the rotation behind Fried, Morton, and Anderson. At number six, I would have Tucker Davidson. And, you know, I know it wasn't a great performance for him in the postseason, but I really believe in Tucker Davidson as a number four or five starter, potentially number three starter upside. I just think he is a safe play. I've watched him, you know, pitch a couple of times in the minor leagues. Just seems like another one of those kind of calm guys. Doesn't let the moment get too big for him. Knows how to pitch, knows how to get batters out. I think he is ready for that jump to the major league level. Again, if you're going to do that, start him in the rotation. You know, give him four or five starts, see what he can do. You know, where I become frustrated with the Braves with some of these young prospects in the past, like Kyle Wright, like Bryce Wilson, is that they jerk him around from Atlanta to Gwinnett and never really give him a full look, let him get into the groove of things at the level they are at. And I think that can sometimes be detrimental to their career. Now, at the same time, they got to step up and do their job when they're asked to do it. But I definitely think that could, you know, be playing an effect on some of these young starters. And at the same time, the Braves are trying to win a World Series, as they already have. They're trying to compete for division championships. They don't really have the time to allow some of these prospects to figure it out at the big league level. And again, I've talked about that before. You know, it's a blessing and a curse of being on a competitive team. You know, you're in win mode now, but at the same time, you can't allow players like Christian Pache that I've talked about in the past. You can't give him 2-3 months to figure it out, you know, 100 at bats to figure it out at the major league level. You got to win ball games now. So that's tough with some of these young pitchers, especially to let them come up and they have a couple of rough starts to throw them out there again. When you're trying to win ball games right now, you're not in a rebuild anymore. So it's a different dynamic there. But that would be my starting rotation. I would have Kyle Wright and Tucker Davidson in those four and five starts to five spots to begin 2022. So now comes more of the depth after that. I have Waskari Noah at seven. Very well could earn a rotation spot. I think he's destined for the bullpen, but he is there as depth. Could start if they needed him to. I'm not all that thrilled with having him as a rotation arm. No, he was really good to start 2021 and came up really big when the Braves needed some starts out of him, but I'm really not convinced on Waskari Noah as a starter. I think he could be a very good bullpen relief option there. Kind of feel the same about my guy at number eight in Touki Toussaint. I know a lot of people out there love Touki. Look, I love Touki. I want to see him succeed. Would love to see him earn a spot in the rotation. Like Kyle Wright, I think it's a make or break year for him there. If he hasn't already had that make or break year, you know, it seems like he and Sean Newcomb were kind of on that same path. Okay, is this the year they're going to break through? Neither one of them really have been able to do it. I think Sean Newcomb is all but forgotten as far as a future starting rotation arm. But I think maybe Touki gets one more shot at it. Certainly could fill in if needed. Again, I'm ranking this in order of guys who I would give a chance to start right now, and I have Waskari Noah seventh and Touki Toussaint eighth, so they very, very capably could get into the starting rotation, could start some games this year. I mean, you need 8, 9, 10 starters to get through an entire season, so right now, I think there's a good chance that Enoa and Touki both get starts this year for the Atlanta Braves. Now we're moving down a little further in the list, and I have Kyle Muller at nine. You know, he made some big starts for the Braves in 2021, really showed some promise. Only reason I have him behind some of those other guys is just that I think he still has some things he needs to work out in AAA, and I want to see him, you know, develop those things before he comes back next time. Still think he could be, you know, a really solid part of the rotation for a long time, but I want to give him that opportunity to work on things at the AAA level before they bring him back up. And so I have guys like Enoa, Toussaint, Davidson, you know, ahead of him on my rankings here. At 10th, I have Bryce Elder. And, You know, I wrote an article on Bryce Elder over at TomahawkTake.com, kind of going through, looking at some of his starts, giving you my scouting report on him. I love Bryce Elder. I am a huge Bryce Elder fan. I think if it gets, you know, give him 2 or 3 months in AAA, you know, to kind of build on what he did last year and just continue that success. But if he's doing that same thing that he did last year at AAA, if he does that for the first 2 or 3 months at AAA and a spot is needed in the rotation, I don't think they'd hesitate to go to Bryce Elder. I think he's very capable of getting major league hitters out and pitching deep into games. So I have him 10th here. That's who I would go to. I have Spencer Strider at 11, which may be somewhat confusing to some listeners out there who think, you know, he's already pitched for the Atlanta Braves. Why would he be so far down this list? Well, he's pitched as a reliever. It's a whole different ballgame as a starter. And again, I talked about Spencer Strider the other day as well on last Friday's mailbag episode. I really love this kid. I think he may have the most upside in the entire farm system. If he can figure out, you know, his secondary pitches, I think he has a ability to be a top of the rotation starter. I'm beginning to become that bullish on this kid, but he does have a lot of things to work on, primarily those secondary pitches, before he can be a starter at the big league level. I kind of hope he spends all year at AAA working on those things, or at least most of the season there at AAA working on those other pitches, because I think when he figures that out, and I believe he will, I'm very confident in him. The article I read on him over at FanGraphs is the interview with him. I just think he's a very confident kid. I think he knows what he needs to do, and I think he'll figure it out, but he's going to need time to figure that out. He can't just come up and dominate with that rising fastball like he did at the minor league level. So I think he has a chance to start this year for the Braves. That's why I have him at 11. But I think you got to give him 3 or 4 months at least at AAA just to continue to work on those secondary pitches. And then I added these next two here just because they're on the 40-man roster, and I guess it's possible. But Alan Rangel and Freddie Tarnock, they are on the 40-man roster. They are capable starters. They're on down the list for me. It would be emergency mode if one of these two guys started for the Braves in 2022, in my opinion. I'm very high on Freddie Tarnock. I'm going to do a full breakdown on him later in the offseason, but he, you know, because of injuries, is kind of behind and still has a lot of more work to do at the minor league level. But again, 13 deep that the Braves have of guys who you could realistically say could start a game for them on the mound in 2022. So that is a good position to be in. Again, for me, it's that top nine really that you're going to count on and lean on. And that's still really good. Not a lot of teams have that. So next, I want to look at, do the Braves still need to go out and get another starting pitcher with all this depth that they have in the rotation? BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website, so sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2022 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so is another starter needed? I just rattled off 13 names that the Braves have right now who could potentially start a game for them in 2022. 9 names that I think you'd feel relatively comfortable with. But is another starter still needed this offseason? And the answer for me is yes. I do believe they need to go out and find one more starting pitcher on a big league deal to help eat innings, especially if we're going to see another delay to spring training, potentially another delay to the season, which is going to throw all your pitchers out of whack. I think they do need to go out and find another starter. Now, this is nothing crazy. I'm not saying spend, you know, even a multi-year deal. I'm looking at a 1-year deal for 6, $5 million or less. I mean, we're talking, you know, really small deal here just to get somebody who can give you some innings to add some depth at the major league level. I also think they should take several flyers on guys on minor league deals. And again, just add to that depth. I mean, starting pitching depth is so important, and the Braves have it, but it is young. It is inexperienced. You still want to allow those guys like Mueller, like Elder, like Strider, you know, Rangel and Tarnock to continue to develop at the minor league level. So, you know, get a veteran starter in there at a big league deal. Take a flyer on some guys on minor league deals just to add to that depth to make sure you have enough to get through the major league season. So I say they at least go out and get one more big league starter, again, $5 million or less, and then take a flyer on a couple of minor league deals and see what happens. But that will do it for this episode of Locked On Braves. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Locked_Braves. And you can follow me at @ShortstopBall. And thanks for making Locked On Braves your first listen of the day. Make sure you go and check out Locked On Mets as well. They're doing great stuff over there on that podcast. So make sure you go make Locked On Mets your second listen of the day. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Stacey Gottsoulias,
DC Lundberg,
Ryan Finkelstein,
Taylor Blake Ward,
host of Locked On Yankees,
Locked On Mariners,
Locked On Mets,
Locked On Angels,
and you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.